Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we'll be talking about a biblical analysis of Biden's State of the Union address. A biblical analysis of Biden's State of the Union address. How should we respond as Christians, conservatives, and patriots based on what the President of the United States said in about a 75-minute speech? About 75 minutes in his address to the nation. What did he say? What did he mean by what he said? And how should it redound to an interest on the part of Christians and conservatives in America? I'm looking forward to your jumping in the dialogue and discussion today. I'd love to hear your take on what Biden said. What did it mean to you? How do you respond to it? And as we do this today, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, it's not just frivolity. It's not just some fantasy. It's looking at it through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. What does God's Word say, and how should we respond to it based on the Scripture? First of all, ladies and gentlemen, the Scripture is very, very clear in Psalms 146 and verse 3. Put not your trust in princes. That's talking about political leaders. Nor in the sons of man. That is what man may say. In whom there is no help. God said it. I didn't. I'm just translating for you what God is saying. And the question that it poses for every child of God, for every Christian, for every conservative today. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. I call it the truth book. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, as he's speaking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, the Lord Jesus says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117 and verse 2, the Scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I say to you that we need to cling to truth, not just some aberrant thought of truth, but what is really truth. And you find that only in the Scripture. However you might understand, the secularist George Orwell, in the publication of his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made a profound statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We have not just drifted from the truth. We're so far away from the truth, most today do not recognize truth. In fact, in the society in which we're living in, what's called the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, the latest survey discovered that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines his own version of truth. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, you can perhaps have a room full of 1,000 people or 500 people or 100 people that watched every minute of the Biden's address last evening, and I did. They can come away with a variety of different understandings, because there is no absolute truth and the mind of society in general. We need to get back to what is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, is designed around that very profound statement that we need to seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And ladies and gentlemen, the defense of truth is so vital in a society today where truth is not recognized, truth is demeaned, truth is dissed, as the world calls it, despised and rejected. Therein lies the problem. As I was watching the Biden speech last evening, I'm wondering, how can you stand and read your script and unflinchingly say things that you know are absolutely untrue, make statements that you know are absolutely false, make promises you know that are absolutely out of the context and out of the realm of a constitutional republic? In fact, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden did not use the term constitutional republic in anything that he stated last evening. He kept talking about our democracy. Democracy is mob rule. We're a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. That is vastly different from a democracy. We have devolved into a hybrid constitutional republic where we have almost become, by devolution, a democracy. And I'm saddened to see that. And it is my prayer that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot will recognize the declension, the position, and the desperate, desperate need today for Christian voices, conservative voices, to be heard and to be seen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone calls are invited. We'd love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion today. Did you watch the Biden's speech about the condition of our nation, the State of the Union? What did you think of it? What did he say to you? How do you interpret what he said? What did he say and what was meant by what he said? Those are things that we're going to talk about today. But I want to remind you in Psalm 146, verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, in Joe Biden's State of the Union address, the focus was on government, 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 and more government, and not God. So exactly what did Joe Biden promise? If you want to summarize his promises, what were his promises? What were his claims to fame, what were some of his statements that I believe would be beneficial for us to see and understand, especially as conservatives and as Christians? He promised a whole list of more government. Now listen, I challenge you to find otherwise. He promised a litany of more programs, enhancement of programs, expansion of programs, additional programs, all of which would put government more in control of your life. He talked about more child care. He talked about greater time off. He talked about having the unions be have the right to be formed and control government and control private business and corporate entities. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden's total speech can be summarized in a basic summary sentence. More government control in our lives, and a greater trajectory towards socialism and ultimate communism for our nation. Now, why should that be a worry? Why should that be frightening? Why should that be concerning for the average person? Ladies and gentlemen, because with all of that government, you displace God and you put the government in control of people, demanding submission, and in doing so, we lose our religious liberties, we lose our constitutional guarantees, we lose the totality of our Bill of Rights. Part of what Joe Biden was saying last evening was that we need to infringe on our Second Amendment rights. He gave an example of somebody with an automatic pistol, semi-automatic pistol. No longer is he talking about AR-15s. No longer are they talking about long guns. No longer are they calling them weapons of war, as laughing Kamala Harris and others call it, Elizabeth Warren and others. He talked about someone with a semi-automatic pistol, and we need to put an end to it. We need to absolutely ban semi-automatic weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be banning 99.99% of all weapons. That would literally eviscerate, destroy our constitutional guarantee in the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. Now, I could sit here the balance of the day and go down the whole litany, and we'll do some of that later in this broadcast, of some of the things that he actually said and what he actually meant. But ladies and gentlemen, he promised a whole list, an entire litany of more government programs, free money, free everything. Now, that connotes nothing more and nothing less than the expansion of socialism, bringing us into total communism. You remember his former boss, Barack Hussein Obama, said he wanted to fundamentally change America. Joe Biden's responsibility is to be the puppet for Barack Hussein Obama, for Obama to carry out his third term in office as president. This is the reason Joe Biden kept saying, let's finish the job. Finish what job? That is a precursor to an announcement to run for 2024, and you notice he didn't do that in the State of the Union address. He wanted to allude to that. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, only about, I think the number is 7% of the Democrats want to see Joe Biden run for president again. I think I'm correct on the number. About 7% of the Democrats want to see Joe Biden run for office again. But Joe Biden, in his address, State of the Union address last evening, was simply saying, let's get the job done. Let's finish the job. And the finishing of the job is to finish carrying out the fundamental change of America. Not only did he promise a whole list and a whole litany of government programs with free money and free everything, he promoted government security with the promise it would make every citizen a complete puppet for the government. Listen, he didn't use those terms, but in his promoting government security, that is, government will provide the security blanket around every American, that you'll have guaranteed income, that you will have an enhanced income, that you will have time off, more time off with pay from your job, that you will have all of these guarantees. Ladies and gentlemen, that's putting Americans in the position of total dependence, total submission, total subjection, total surrender of our rights and our freedoms and our liberties into the hands of government. That becomes nothing more and nothing less than total socialism, which is communism light, L-I-T-E. And that's what was promoted last evening at about a 73-74 minute speech by President Joe Biden. We're doing a biblical analysis of Biden's State of the Union address. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion about Joe Biden's speech, if you watched it, love to hear your thoughts on it. What do you think Joe Biden said? Is what Joe Biden said, is that what America really needs? Ladies and gentlemen, he promoted government total security, total control, and total enhancement of the government programs today to make us complete puppets. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says this: Congress is set to expose what may be the largest censorship system in the United States history. Now, I'm using this as an illustration of what Joe Biden is wanting to continue to promulgate and to enlarge with government control. This article says, below is my column in The Hill on the first hearings this week to be held by the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. It could be one of the most consequential investigations for free speech in decades. It pulls back the curtain on government censorship programs after the historic release of Twitter files by Elon Musk. Questions remain on how, on any similar coordination with other social media companies, with the federal agencies like the FBI, to target what we considered disinformation and misinformation. This coming week, a new House Select Committee will hold its first hearing on the FBI and possible weaponization of government agencies. Further, the article states, the Twitter files reveal an FBI operation to monitor and censor all social media content, an effort so overwhelming and intrusive that Twitter staff at one point complained internally that they are probing and pushing us everywhere, they meaning the FBI. The reports have indicated that dozens of FBI employees worked on the identification and removal of material on the wide range of subjects, and that Twitter largely carried out their request. Nor was it just the FBI. Apparently, emails revealed the FBI figures into a San Francisco assistant special agent in charge of asking Twitter executives to invite OGAs, that is, other governmental organizations, to an upcoming meeting to be able to have a greater realm of censorship on what Americans are saying. Ladies and gentlemen, is that what you want, an exacerbation and further escalation of being censored and watched, and a determination by the federal government what we can and cannot say? That's what Biden is saying when he says, let's finish the job. Let's finish the job. He's talking about finishing the carrying out of the fundamental changes of America as was perceived and promulgated by his former boss, Barack Hussein Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden did not address his failure at securing our national borders. In fact, it was James Clapper, the former National Intelligence Chief, that made a statement: United States shouldn't be hyperventilating over a Chinese spy balloon flying over America. And I could read the article, but he says this: I think the administration's response has been measured. I understand the outcry for an affront to the sovereignty of all that and all that, but satellites are going by every day and collecting. And I think this issue is how high the security and sovereignty is, Clapper said. We ought not to be hyperventilating because the Chinese Communist Party balloons are flying over America gathering data. That's the general mindset behind the present administration and all of those former scabs of the former Barack Obama administration. I believe I have Pastor Davis on the phone. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Great. I pray that you are today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just want to say that message that President Biden gave on TV last night, I didn't see where anything changed from what he had normally been doing since he got into office. He's continuing to spread lies to deceive America. It's just crying shame that, you know, he takes advantage of people, sort of just like that black family that he had on there last night, whose son just got killed by the five cops. And, you know, he had them sitting there just for, you know, other people to see, especially the blacks, to make them think that, you know, what he's doing is kind of something towards trying to help or better their situation when it's really not. I think that that senator that stood up and spoke out and called it out for what it was, a bunch of lies, that's exactly what it is. And then when he turned around and tried to take credit for shooting the balloon out of the sky, Dr. Youngblood, to me, I mean, you know, we were talking about that the other day. He did not shoot that balloon down on purpose, because that would have been like shooting his paycheck out of the sky.
That's right.
You know, he had to wait until Friday morning for that check to clear his bank. And then he decided to shoot the balloon down because he'd already had his money in his account. So, you know,
that's
again,
a good analysis of it.
Going back to, you know, what I said in the very beginning, you know, he's a master deceiver. And I certainly hope that people don't buy into what he's saying on today, because I don't see where anything he's doing right now or anything he intends to do in the future is going to be beneficial to the people of the United States of America.
You're exactly right, Pastor. In fact, I believe that you would perhaps agree with this statement. What all that he said would further exacerbate our religious liberties and freedom of speech in America. All that he said, if carried out, would make us further subjects to the government rather than the government being subject to we the people. All that he said would simply put us deeper into the quagmire of the minutia of the rapidly growing socialist, Marxist, communist nation that the Biden administration, based on the new world order, would have us to be. I believe that's what we could summarize all that he was saying. I don't know of any other State of the Union address I've heard that says it more clearly, that we want to give you everything so that you'll be totally dependent upon the federal government. And as Christians, as conservatives, we cannot allow that to take place as a free nation. What's your take on that statement?
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I certainly want to say, you know, I agree with what you're saying right there, but I'm also thankful, you know, for the rebuttal coming from Sarah Huckabee Sanders. You know, I think she got on there and she finished, well, she started off eating his sandwich from the beginning, but she finished it up in good fashion at the very end, by saying, you know, to the American people that, you know, what we are trying to do, in other words, as the Republican Party, is to reestablish the things that were taken away. What he's trying to do, he's trying to say finish the job. Yeah, he's done a great job so far tearing down everything that President Trump tried to establish. So now he wants extra time, or he wants other people to come in and throw their weight behind him, so that they could finish eviscerating our rights. So certainly if we stand, you know, by the wayside and continue to let this kind of thing happen, he's going to be successful at what he's doing. So certainly I hope that, you know, people would take heed on today, especially the Christian people. Let's stand up, because this is our country, and we don't need to let him just tear it down and make it to where we don't even recognize where we're living at, because it'll seem like we're living in a third world country if we continue to let things go as they are presently going.
Brother, you're exactly right. And the reason you and I and others are concerned and ought to be concerned is because our religious liberties are in the balance. If we lose America's liberties, we've lost it from a Christian perspective. We've lost it from the standpoint of the freedom of our speech, for the freedom of religious liberties, for the opportunity to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right now, across America, we're watching Christian business people being prosecuted and persecuted because of their faith. And as a result of that, we will see that continue to exponentially grow if the Biden doctrine, as he espoused in his State of the Union address, becomes reality. So you're exactly right, brother. I pray that people are listening, and I pray that people will participate by praying, planning, participating in the any election coming up. We've got local elections, state elections, and ultimately looking at the 2024 election. I pray that God will raise up people that will take a stand for morals and ethics and values. And some this morning, by the way, Pastor Davis, some on the early morning news were basically condemning some of the ones that were publicly calling Joe Biden a liar. I believe that that is a fact. That is exactly what he was doing, was lying, and much of what he was saying. And it's good that some called him out. Now, some might say, well, the proper decorum of recognizing it and recognizing the president and his position, his office, that you ought not to do that. But I believe it's time Christians, conservatives, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, not be silenced and sitting over in the corner. I believe that you're exactly right. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call, for your input, for your dialogue and discussion on this issue. Have a blessed day today.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about looking at the Joe Biden's State of the Union address from a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview simply means looking at what's taking place, looking at what is said, looking at what's taking place in our nation and around the world from a central biblicist worldview. That's looking at it through the prism of the Word of God. And the Word of God is very, very clear in relationship to what we see and what is happening. The Scripture says in Psalms 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you ask that question, what can the righteous do? We can pray. We can intercede and ask God to intervene in what is taking place in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to have your conversation, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Did you watch the Biden State of the Union address? Were you impressed by it? Were you depressed? Were you depressed by it? Or what are your thoughts on it? Do you think he was speaking the truth? Do you think that what he says is what we need as Americans? What do you say? I'm looking at a massive article. It says Biden urges Congress to restore. Listen to this headline. Biden urges Congress to restore the soul of this nation by expanding abortion, transgenderism, in his State of the Union address. Listen to this article. It's a massive article. I'm going to read two or three brief paragraphs, wait for your discussion on it or your question about it. During the State of the Union address Tuesday night, President Joe Biden called on Congress to restore the soul of this nation by making, listen, he says, restore the soul of the nation, and then the balance of his speech, this is what he is saying. Make abortion legal nationwide until birth, and passing a bill that would force religious employers to hire people who identify as transgenders. His administration's focus on pushing the polarization of the social issues clashes with the Republicans' more mainstream view of abortion and gender identity, a contrast that Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said gives Americans a clear choice between normal and crazy. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her refute of what Biden said used that term, I believe, about three or four times. Either between, we got to make a decision between normal and crazy. And crazy would be the side on Barack Hussein Obama and his puppet, Joe Biden. I believe we see what he is saying is crazy. Further, this article says, Congress must, this is Biden's statement, Congress must restore the right the Supreme Court took away last year and codify Roe versus Wade to protect every woman's constitutional right to choose, said Biden, an apparent nod to the Women's Health Protection Act, which would erase 1,381 pro-life protections, including parental notification requirements. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me simply simplify that for you. Across the nation today, there are approximately 1,381 pro-life protections where it requires parental notification requirements. And if Biden is successful in getting what they call the Women's Health Protection Act, it would erase that and make it federal, that the federal government mandates that there be the right of abortion right up to and including the moment of delivery. So that's what Joe Biden calls Congress needs to restore the soul of this nation. The soul of the nation, as he sees it, would be wide open, no holds barred, for the murder by way of abortion. Now, I don't know about you, but my Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And the Democrats, the socialist Marxist Democrats, believe in murder by way of abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.